Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. This morning, Pastor Meck is down visiting his son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter in Atlanta, Georgia. He'll be back this weekend. And so today, you have yours truly leading this study. Today, we'll look at the third Sunday of Easter, which traditionally is known as every Sunday of Easter has a different title to it. So last week was known in Latin as Quasimodo Geniti, which means as newborn babies desire pure spiritual milk, so we desire our Lord and his resurrection. This Sunday, the third Sunday of Easter, is known as Jubilate, which means enjoy coming from the first words of the introit. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Next week will be known as Misericordiae Domine, which is the merciful heart of God. You know it better as Good Shepherd Sunday. So each Sunday has a theme like that in a Latin title. So today is Jubilate, the Joy Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the perils of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 3. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's, astounded. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people. Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servants, Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are his witnesses. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as also did your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the gospel is from St. Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 36 through 49. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pastor Mech is preaching on Sunday, and this is a little description about his sermon, and then I'll kind of do a little shtick of my own here. He writes in the green sheet, "As human beings, we have five basic senses: touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste. The sensing organs associated with each sense send information to the brain to help us understand and perceive the world around us. In our text for today, the sense of hearing, sight, touch, smell, and taste are all in play. The disciples hear Jesus speak, and he invites them to touch him. And when they see with their eyes that he is indeed resurrected in the flesh, while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, 'Have you anything here to eat?' They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them, engaging the senses of both the smell of the fish boil and the taste of fish. The disciples understand and perceive through the resurrected senses both of themselves and that Jesus the Christ had risen." To take it a little bit farther, if I were preaching on this text for Sunday, I think I might have titled, "Is Jesus is the Ghostbuster." I know that's a popular movie, and I think the song goes, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, right? The fear of ghosts. When Jesus appeared to them, even though they had already seen him, and Thomas had touched his wounds, put his hand into his side, they still disbelieved with joy, and they marveled. And when Jesus appeared to them again, they thought they were seeing a ghost. And Jesus, just to show them again that he had risen from the dead physically, now asks them to give them something to eat. You see, ghosts don't eat. Only flesh and blood people eat. So Jesus here again was showing that he had risen from the dead physically, and that he had flesh and bones, and that he had appeared to them. So Jesus eats in their midst. They enjoy this fish fry together, and Jesus casts away their fear, and he gives them this joy, that these eternal joys. And then he does something that he does to us each and every Sunday. He opens our senses. First of all, our hearing. Faith comes by hearing the word of the gospel. And Jesus, what he does here is he begins with the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. He opens the scriptures and he tells that every single page of scripture, Jesus is cradled on. That's what Luther says, is that in every page of scripture, you can find Jesus and what Jesus has come to do, namely to take our sins, to suffer and die and rise from the dead. And then he tells them that they're going to be witnesses of these things, and that they're going to go out and they're going to preach repentance to the forgiveness of sins to all nations, beginning with Jerusalem, because they were witnesses of these things. The things that they witnessed is that Jesus had truly risen from the dead, that he was physically present with them. They touched his flesh and bones. They felt him. They saw him. I would even suggest that they smelt him. Remember how he had been anointed with all those fragrances, and they had recognized the smell of what Jesus was anointed with. So they smelled him. They heard him. They touched him. And now, in a sense, they also tasted. They tasted that the Lord was good as they broke bread together and ate that fish. But then he says, "You're going to stay in the city until you are clothed with power on high." So Jesus is looking ahead to his ascension, when he will send them out after Pentecost, and they will proclaim the gospel to Jerusalem and to the ends of the earth. And this all brought them great joy and great amazement. The collect summed it up well, that our prayer for this Sunday is that we too would be granted the to be rescued from the peril of everlasting death, and that we be given that perpetual gladness and eternal joy. And that's what Jesus truly brings us. He brings us the joy that we know that there is nothing in all of creation that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So this Sunday truly is a Jubilate Sunday, when we not only get to see and hear, but taste and smell and know that the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. The hymn of the day for Jubilate Sunday is a hymn entitled With High Delight, Let Us Unite. And again, this talks about the jubilation, the joy that Jesus brings to us. And now in these resurrection days, these Easter days, we can proclaim this news to the ends of the world so that every nation may be saved. With high delight, let us unite in songs of great jubilation. Ye pure in heart, all bear your part, sing Jesus Christ our salvation. To set us free forever, He's risen and sends to all earth's ends good news to save every nation. True God He first from death has birth, forced into life all subduing. His enemy doth vanquish lie, His death has been death's undoing. And yours shall be like victory, o'er death and grave, saith He who gave His life for us, life renewing. Let praises ring, give thanks and bring to Christ our Lord adoration. His honor speed by word and deed to every land, every nation. So shall His love give us above, from misery and death set free, all joy and full consolation. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. See you in church on Sunday.